cross-promotion on steroids, examining different sampling rates, and how to record a Skype call Dave style. All on today's episode of the Musicians Corner Podcast number 70.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Welcome to episode number 70 of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. It is the official podcast of the School of Podcasting.com. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. Thank you. Thank you very much for tuning in. I really do deeply appreciate it. If you want to email me, yeah, I'll read it. I do. I read them all. SchoolofPodcasting@gmail.com. You can also call in your comments toll free, 888-563-3228. On the show today, we're talking a little bit about sound files. We've got a piggyback on cross-promoting your podcast, and I'm going to talk about recording Skype all on today's podcast right after this. In theory, conducting your meetings over the internet is a great idea. You can save a bundle on business travel and still keep far-flung clients and employees engaged and up to speed. Problem is, well, web conferencing can be expensive and incredibly difficult to set up and use. But we've got great news. GoToMeeting has totally revolutionized web conferencing technology. Brought to you by the makers of GoToMyPC, GoToMeeting makes online meetings easy and affordable. If you've tried another online meeting service before, you'll be amazed at the difference. With GoToMeeting, you can present, demonstrate, and collaborate with anyone in the world, anytime, anywhere. All you need is a PC with an internet connection. Take a free trial of GoToMeeting today and get unlimited meetings for 45 days. You don't even need a credit card. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, Try It Free button, promo code PODCAST. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Hi, Dave. This is Jeff Lamb, the producer of Buffalo Dick's Radio Ranch, BuffaloDick.tv. And a couple weeks ago, I was talking with my brother. He says, you got to get in on this podcasting. You got to do it. So I put together some stuff, and I looked all over the internet, high and low, and everybody had their help page and their FAQ and all that stuff. I went through it, and not only was it Greek to me, but a lot of it was just wrong. And I'm not bright enough to determine what's right, what's wrong. No one's ever accused me of being smart. But I did happen to stumble across your site. And once I got here, it was like somebody turned the light on. And after one very short conversation with you, Buffalo Dick's Radio Ranch is up and running in a matter of minutes. And it's running flawlessly. So, Dave, I thank you very much. And for anybody that is at this site wondering, is this one any different than the rest? Yes, it is. SchoolofPodcasting.com is everything you need to know about podcasting. And Dave is one of the most patient people you'll ever talk to. And this place is the place to be. Thank you, Dave. May all your trails be free of road apples.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Jeff. Jeff Lamb. And I'll be... Well, actually, let's go to that. Jeff heard the podcast. He's a new student of the School of Podcasting.com. And went and heard my last podcast where I was talking about cross-promoting with other podcasters. And check this out. This is a cool... It's a promo, and it's a cross-promotion, and it's completely unique. Like, Jeff can't take this promo and give it to the Daily Source Code. You'll see what I mean here in a second. Check this out.
Howdy hi, buckaroos!
Howdy hi, Buffalo Dick!
This is your old pal, Buffalo Dick! And I just wanted to take a second to say hi to my new best friend, Dave Jackson.
Who's that, Buffalo Dick?
He runs the School of Podcasting.
Wow!
Hiya, Mr. Dick. Well, if it isn't Buster the Janitor.
Yay!
Hi, kids.
What do you know, Buster?
Oh, not much.
Yay!
Say, Mr. Dick, I was listening in your dressing room. Does this Dave Jackson know he's your new best friend? Well, he does now.
And are you his best friend?
Well, no.
Maybe he doesn't want to be a best friend.
Hey, Buffalo Chip.
What?
Looky here.
Where?
Ow! Well, he's got a show to do, and you'll learn a lot from Dave. Oh, and if you get a chance, be sure and check out Buffalo Dick's Radio Ranch at BuffaloDick.tv. And now, here's Dave Jackson.
Check that. Is that not insane? Can you tell Jeff has a background in radio? buffalodick.tv. Check it out in the show notes. Of course, our show notes are at schoolofpodcasting.net. Thank you very much, Jeff, but think about that. That was so personalized, and he could have easily then taken that same track, and instead of saying, my best friend Dave Jackson, said my best friend, you know, Adam Curry, and then sent it off, you know. And by the way, kids, I'm sorry, you gotta leave. You gotta leave. Shoo. All right, so what I want to talk about now is there's a program called Hot Recorder that for a while I used to use to record Skype. They actually just came out with a new updated version. I didn't really see where it does anything else that the old version didn't do. But if you pull open the software, there's a low, medium, and high option. And in terms of sound quality, you know, I was really surprised that the high option records at basically 24,000, if we're not going to get too technical here, 24,000 times per second. It takes a picture of the sound wave, where typically an MP3 is 44,000 times a second. And actually the recommended one, which is medium, is actually 12,000 times a second. And it's really a difference, especially if you use the 12,000. But let's listen to 24. Here's a quick sample of me at 24,000 times per second sampled. So this is me recorded at 24, whatever it is, kilohertz per second. So not about half of what a typical recording is in my book. So not horrible, but you can hear where some of the high end is kind of, you know, not as present, not as clear. And here's what it would sound like at 12,000 times per second sampled, which to me is just not good at all. This is basically me at 12,000 times sampled per second. Again, not that great. So how do I record my Skype calls? Well, what I do, and if you've listened to myself or on Today in Podcasting with Rob Walsh, that's at todayinpodcasting.com, we both take the recording off the computer. And one of the reasons I'm guessing that some of these software programs don't want to record at such a high rate is it makes the computer work harder, and your computer's kind of already working hard with Skype. So what I do is I take my headphone out, Jack, okay? This is on a Windows machine. So headphones out into the line in of my recorder, which I then set to record, and I plug my headphones into the headphone jack of the recorder. So basically, it's almost like plugging my recorder. Well, it is. It's my recorder in serial, if you want to get all geeky, of the headphone jack. Now, obviously, I can't hear anything unless I'm recording. That's one drawback of this. But you can then go into, if you double-click on the little speaker, I'm going to do this while I'm talking about it, and you pull up the little speaker or the sound properties on your PC machine, you'll see where there's a wave channel with a balance. And I just basically take that and drag it all the way to the right. And that way, because I'm going through the microphone, and my guest then is only in one speaker. So then, when I listen to the file, I'm in both channels, but my speaker is only in one. So it makes it very easy to, A, if I need to adjust any kind of levels, which I usually do before I actually start the interview, but it makes it very easy to adjust the volume levels. You just go in and highlight his answer and bump them up. And then basically what I do is I take that stereo file and convert it to mono and ignore the channel that's just me, and I'm pretty much done. And you get that clarity. Let me give you a little clip of Skype call I did recently with Paul Bordenkircher of Mrs. Sand, MESASand.com
Productions. Paul, well, thank you very much for coming on the show. And again, you can check out Paul. Now, what do you do at Mesa Sand Productions?
Oh, that's, I do quite a few things, actually. I do independent engineering and producing some projects. I've done some projects here locally and, of course, back in Alabama with RPJ. And
all right, Paul fades off in the distance there, so this gives you an idea of it. And of course, that had been compressed via MP3 and a couple other things. So, hey, we're closing in on the 10-minute mark, and I always like to kind of keep these short. I want to thank you very much for tuning in, and just remind you that in addition to our hundreds of resources and our hours of tutorials over at the schoolofpodcasting.com, you get great-looking graphics, yeah, 50% off at Podcast Designs. You get $30 off on the Podcaster Toolkit. You get a free podcast review, so if you need somebody to listen to your podcast, that's a $40 value. Some one-on-one coaching. Jeff Lamb, you know why Jeff put out that great testimonial for the School of Podcasting? He was lost. And he got a hold of my site and basically hooked up with the School of Podcasting and said, "Can any way we can get on the phone?" And we were on the phone. And I talked him through a bunch of stuff and asked him what he wanted to do with his podcast and how he could do this and how he could do that. So, again, check him out at buffalodick.tv.com. And so one of the things is one-on-one coaching. Yeah, I really do. I will call you on the phone. So check that out, schoolofpodcasting.com. I believe, actually, I have some coupons left. If you type in the coupon code EXPO, I believe there are actually a few left of those as well. That'll get you 30% off. Thanks for listening, and until we meet again, class dismissed.